Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
The Morning Extra, live every weekday morning from 6 to 9 a.m., only on Extra 106.3.
Morning, y'all. It is Groundhog's Day, and you are listening to The Morning Extra. Tug, Rhino, Front Office, Lowe's, and Flounder. Already? Oh, did we already get I Got You, Babe? I don't know. Everybody sang along. I mean, this is like the ultimate sing along.
It is a wonderful movie.
Yeah.
It's
here
a classic.
Go. Here we go. I Got You, Babe.
I Got You.
I Got You, Babe.
Saying you're God. I'm a God. I'm not the God.
Don't forget your booties, because it's cold out there.
It's cold out there every day. What is this, Miami Beach?
So good. Groundhog Day, the movie. I love it. It is a good one. In Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania.
I can watch it over and over and over.
They've got a rock and roll band set up. They've got like a large mural of Punxsutawney Phil. Fox News is broadcasting live. This is a huge deal in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, which is, yeah, I guess just a little east of Pittsburgh. I've never been there. Been to Pittsburgh. Never been to Punxsutawney. But here in Georgia, we have General Beauregard Lee. Now, he used to be at the Yellow River Game Ranch. He's since moved over to Jackson, Georgia, at the Dawsett Trails Nature Center. Moved over there a couple years ago. I don't know that he gets as much, you know, love and attention, and that's sad to me.
If I may, I didn't know who General Lee was until I moved here.
Yeah.
And then I was like, so let me get this straight. You have your own, like, knockoff?
Yeah.
Like Punxsutawney Phil?
Yeah.
But then again, I grew up with Groundhog Day. So, like, I knew the movie. And so the idea that you have your own southern version, I was like, well, all right. That's
of course
cool.
They do.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Everybody has
a
version. Oregon uses a hedgehog instead of a groundhog. So everybody has one.
Wait. We can't do that.
You
can't
somebody
replace a groundhog on Groundhog's Day.
Yeah.
Hedgehog? What is that?
I don't get it. So I think Florida uses like a viper snake or something weird. I don't even know what they
Florida does everything different.
Yeah.
Everything's different. Florida's like its own country, man.
I just think about that movie and how there's so many genius moments because Bill Murray's comedy was always very, it could be in your face
brilliant.
And be a little bit subtle. There's nothing more funny to me than the scene where he's talking to the state trooper and the state trooper's basically telling him out, if y'all leave, you're going to die. And he's like looking around. He's like kind of pondering like it might be worth it. It might be worth it.
That's a risk I'm willing to take.
It's like, don't try to be angry.
Goodness. That makes me want to go home and watch the whole movie. It's been a few years since I've seen it, though. It's one of those, if it's on, you watch it. But I don't know that I ever go like out of my way to watch it. You know, to like literally put it on, but maybe today would be a good day. It would make sense.
Flapjacks.
I don't understand why they don't do that like they do with the Christmas Story. They should run that all day on like
point.
TBS.
There's something hilarious about him telling Andy McDowell all the ways that he's died. I've been stabbed, shot, electrocuted. It's like you just keep coming back.
Ned? Ryerson? So good. Absolutely fantastic. So I guess we'll see what Punxsutawney Phil says. Actually, I don't care what Punxsutawney Phil says, because what happens in Pennsylvania is not going to be, you know, the weather here necessarily. So we need to get Beauregard Lee. We need to figure out with him, you know, at like 6:30. What is your prediction about? And I'm predicting an early spring. That's me. I could be wrong.
I'm hoping for an early spring. We were supposed to get snow tomorrow, and it looks like that's going to go north of us now. So
we're
looking for warmer weather. I'm ready for spring. I've been planting my garden the past 3 days, starting to get everything set up. Got my grow lights, got all my Mylar film up so that I can get real good. I mean, I'm so excited about the spring right now. I'm like seeding. And, oh, man, I'm so excited. I hope we don't get more winter. And I'm a winter guy. I love the winter. I want snow all the time, but I'm ready for the spring at this point.
It rains every other day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, I went 2 months without like washing my car. I finally washed it. It's rained 3 times in a week. And so it's already right back to where it was.
And if you ever need the weather forecast, like I'm doing right now, you can just look at your phone.
Yeah.
And it tells me that 100% chance of rain today.
Mm-hmm.
And then through the next, 10 days after today is supposed to be mostly sunny.
Yeah.
There's a couple cloudy days, but mostly sunny, so no more rain for like 10 days.
I want you to Groundhog Day that and do that every 6 minutes just to drive people crazy.
That Yeah, it seems so unnecessary these days. It really does.
It's still raining.
It's right there in your phone. Just look, just glance, look out the window or glance at your phone. Either one works.
I got you, rain.
That's right. Absolutely. Work that in.
Over and over.
Over and over and over again. Okay, well, yes.
Good morning.
There we go. We got it. 404-741-1230.
We're not going to get anything done today.
What is Lake Titicaca?
So good. So good. It's a good morning, and we're glad that you're here with us. Like I said, 404-741-1230. If you'd like to talk about Groundhog's Day, or Punxsutawney Phil, or General Beauregard Lee, or the movie, or anything that's happening politically in the world.
Can I ask why? Well, not why. I'm glad so far. How has Beauregard Lee not been canceled?
You know, that's a great question because he's named after two Confederate generals.
Yeah.
So I grew up in San Antonio, Texas, where I went. My first high school I went to was Robert E. Lee High School. And back in 2020, when everyone went nuts, that was one of the first things they came for. Was like, well, you can't name a high school after General Robert E. Lee. That's impossible. And so then they changed it, and they made it an acronym for L-E-E. It was like, and so that's how they ended up getting around it. Basically said, okay, fine. We won't call it after General Robert E. Lee.
Lee High School.
Instead, we will name it, and the acronym ends up going to L-E-E. So that was the way they played it. That was always nuts, too, because even when I was growing up, they had a Confederate flag as, like, their symbol, and that went away, like, in the very early 90s. So they went for your flag, then they went for the name about 20 years, 30 years later.
Well, yeah. I'm gonna be bipartisan here, and I suggest we change the name to Martin Gopher King Jr.
Somebody would be upset about that.
Really?
Seems like it.
Isn't it a pain in the butt when you have to run through all of these PC narratives where you go, oh, well, if we happen to make it a playoff of this, somebody may get offended.
Which, no matter what you choose, somebody's going to be offended. It doesn't matter what it is. It could be, you know, Schoolhouse A.
Yeah.
You know, because that's what they do in New York City, right?
Yeah.
It's like numbers, like School 1 or
PS1, yeah, public school 1, yeah. Public school 15, 74. Yeah, so everything is a PS something, public school something.
You know, we've got to find something to be angry about with PS. There's got to be something there that we can figure out a way to be offended or angry about it.
We should have a gopher that identifies as a hedgehog.
I think they do in Oregon. Didn't you say it was in Oregon?
Oregon they do.
They already have that.
Yeah.
We've already accomplished that goal. That's something else. All right. Anyway.
Well, it's Groundhog Day.
It is. Do you want to start talking about it again?
That's
right. Do you feel like we just woke up and, you know, we're reliving this day? Oof. If you do, then welcome aboard.
Well, I've already hit Thursday. Now, you talk about this being like the most awesome day of the week.
It is, yeah.
And I get that. There's this part of me that goes, and as I was driving in this morning, I was like, hey, I'm pretty fired up to do a show. At the same time, then I started thinking about, man, this is going to be a fun day because tomorrow we got that photo shoot. We got all this other stuff. And I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
Like, I need to catch like a Ebola by tomorrow.
Yeah, right. So please, shoot me in the head.
Oh.
Please, someone shoot me in the head. That way we don't have to.
Like once every like 5 to 7 years in this company, they redo all of their headshots and all the stuff that they have. And so finally, tomorrow we've been told, need you to wear this.
That's the worst.
Yeah, so that's tomorrow after the show. We've got a dress.
I love how Carlos is upset about it, but my most exciting part is that we actually have a picture of Carlos now to be a part of.
Rather than my head on Tug's body. Okay? Anybody who sees this and you wonder, like, why are they wearing the exact same suit?
Yeah.
It's my head who's been photoshopped on Tug's body.
Yeah, well, you know, you have to give it up to Scott Maxim because he, like, made it all work.
Yeah,
I mean, it looks fairly clean. Like, if you took one of us out of the photo, you wouldn't know that other
one. It doesn't jump out the way that it normally would when you see you and I next to one another, where you're like, wait a minute, they're not the same size. They're not identical twinsies.
Yeah, you're like at least 3 or 4 inches taller than I am.
But that's the comedy of it. It's like, all of us are like perfectly symmetrical with each other. It's like, okay.
Los has no neck.
Exactly. I was like, it's gonna be fun though whenever they take the whole family picture and it's like, all right, so do we make this look? Because a lot of these are taken like it's taken at Sears, where like the only thing we're not missing is a laser background.
God, I want one.
Olin Mills. Did y'all have Olin Mills?
Oh, yeah. We had Olin Mills too.
Because they're Knoxville based. So I didn't know if everybody had Olin Mills or not. Because I always use that joke, when somebody's like, hey, can you take a picture? I'm like, look, I'm better than Olin Mills. And they're like, oh, haven't heard that name in so long.
That is an old one.
Yeah, that's a good.
Yeah, that resonates like every elementary school in the country.
Oh, for sure it does, man. But yeah, the laser beam background or the blurry mountain. Yeah. You know, there was all kinds. There were several of those standards that they did. The other one was that I remember as a kid going to Walnut Square Mall in Dalton that and we would go to the Sears Portrait Studio and do pictures there because it was a little cheaper than Olin Mills.
Right.
You know, and they had all kinds of, like, they had boxes you could just prop up your arm on.
Yes.
They had all kinds of things.
An inflatable basketball.
Yeah, they would do, they had, like, props.
Slam dunking.
Right, more than wacky backgrounds like Olin Mills had. They had props, or at least that's the way I remember it.
Well, luckily, because I put in, I'm wearing my overalls. I don't care. And Scott, our boss, said, bring any props. And I was like, that was the wrong thing to say, because now in my mind, I'm bringing a thing of hay for me to sit on.
Right. Overalls. You're like, Sears Portrait Studio.
I am all ready. In. Yeah.
Bring any props. I am going to bring all the props.
Seriously, he's got a planter with some seeds stuffed down in there, and
he's gonna trap a bear today.
I got a shotgun coming.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. You got deer heads for the wall.
Yeah,
like everybody I'm that I grew ready. Up with. Good Lord, you know, that's something I never did. I just was never into hunting. I've been a few times. It just never was my thing. But all of my friends and all of my family, they all have deer heads on the wall.
You know?
I mean, that is like, it's right next to the picture of the family, the Christian cross, and then the deer head. I mean, those are standard. You'll find them in every Southern home almost.
You got to do that just in order to show that you are a man.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
A Southern gentleman. You have, like, my dad still has his mule deer that he got probably about 20, 25 years ago.
It's got dust hanging off its antlers and things.
He's got a mule deer and he's got a bobcat. And he's like, these are the ones that I've had done. But he was like trophy hunting at that point. To me, I've killed a deer when I was 7. That was my very first one. I've never found the urge to put one on the wall, but I don't have a problem with it either. That's fine.
I love it. I love it. It's very nostalgic for me. When I go into a place and there's a deer or a bass on the wall, you know, that's, there's a song by the country artist. His name's Hardy, and he's got a song called Rednecker, and it's all, I'm rednecker than you. And
oh, nice.
My bass is bigger than your bass. I got a bigger buck on my wall. I mean, it's all right. My truck's louder than your truck. So, yeah, it's so good. It's how can you outdo your neighbor? Like, my deer head is gigantic. It's a 12 point, and I got it last year. You know, it's always,
I got a space.
How can you do better?
I got a space for one. Okay. When I'm ready, I'm going to put one on. And Alicia's father has her, you know, his first one. See, I haven't hunted a deer. So now it's time for me to go hunt a deer and hang it on the wall. I'm ready to learn how to clean it, eat it, and hang its head on
field
the wall.
Dress it. Got to do all that.
And Alicia's okayed it. You know, the good part is we have a lot of cedar and a lot of wood in our house because it is kind of a cabin being up in the mountains. So I think it'll fit in perfect.
No, it will. It'll be great. It'll be perfect. This is the Morning Extra on Extra 106.3. So I would play Red Necker for you today, but it's Groundhog's Day, and we're only playing Sonny and Cher's I Got You, Babe.
It's well played.
Yeah, no, if you get tired of it, it's only today. See, we're back already. Thank you, Flounder. Thank you. We need to hang a flounder on the wall.
Right.
That's what we need to do.
I do enjoy when he just breaks the radio eventually.
Yeah. So good. Yeah, he's just, So good.
Can I segue into our next topic?
Yes, please do.
Being at Groundhog Day, well, Rivian, it's like Groundhog Day. Another round of layoffs again. Again and again and again, and more trouble out of Rivian. I think a big problem here in the state of Georgia, Brian Kemp, he's done a lot of things right, but this Rivian thing is going to come back and bite him in the butt. Another 6% of their workforce they laid off. They haven't even broke ground yet on their $5 billion project that we have backed and given incentives to build this plant. This is not good, and it's not looking good for Rivian, who cannot deliver. They promised they'd deliver 25,000 cars. They less than half of that they were able to deliver so far, and their normal plant is in Illinois right now. They're not doing well at all. It's not looking good for us.
EV is going to be the downfall of society. I swear, here in Georgia, because we're so married to it all of a sudden. But then all the other obvious issues that EV has.
Well, okay, we have the EV issue, but also let's take a look a little bit further north. You also had FedEx that announced 10% layoff of their directors and their managing people. This is heating up now.
I mean, things are about to get ugly.
Yeah, it's like we're starting to now talk about every single one of these big companies that have been able to look over and they've done their forecasts and realize we got to get rid of some money. And so this is we're heading into troubled waters. And Rivian, who already was on shaky ground to start with, that's why you're starting to see some of this play out a little bit faster with them.
Yeah, I'm not excited about any of the marriage of the state of Georgia in electric vehicles. Now, that's aside from the fact that the economy is about to tank and we're about to be in some rough waters for, you know, probably a couple years at least, because it always takes a while for it to get there and then to come out on the other side. But then on top of that, when you throw in what I think is the biggest mistake Brian Kemp has made, is married himself to EV. And I understand the original thought.
Sure.
But I don't buy it, man. I don't think it's going to work. I don't think EV is going to be something that is going to take over for another 20 or 30 years, truly.
No, and I don't think it is either. And then when we look at, we talked about it yesterday, when you have a Humvee that weighs almost 10,000 pounds, and you realize at that point that in order to generate the electricity for it, which is made 60% of fossil fuel coal energy in order to get the electricity, that's a huge problem. And we're now hearing problems out on Long Island with 12 whales just showing up dead because of the way they're using seismic blasting to put in windmills to use offshore wind energy. This is going to be a huge problem. Now, I think that Brian Kemp might get out of this pretty well, because the town down in South Georgia, they don't want this plant. They think that the plant was given, they're still in litigation and lawsuit. So maybe he'll get lucky and this will fall through. We're definitely going to be off the hook for the taxes of paying $197,000 per job, because there's no way they're going to hire that amount of people in order to do this. I just don't see it going anywhere. So this is going to be a major disaster for him right now, but it might just go away.
Yeah, hopefully
so he might get lucky.
Yeah. Exactly right. Morning Extra at Extra 106.3. Coming up, we're going to talk about libs moving to free states to escape, but actually voting to entrap us in their libertarian or their liberal utopia. And we've got EA Games grooming your kids inside your home. And then Donald Trump going after Ron DeSantis, but in all the wrong ways. We'll talk about all that throughout the show here on Extra 106.3, Atlanta's only conservative news and talk station.
Then put your little hand in mine. There ain't no hill or mountain we can't climb.
Extra 106.3 is Atlanta's only conservative news and talk station.
I got you, babe.
And it is Groundhog's Day. And we got you, babe. Is going to be playing all throughout the show today, so prepare.
Don't forget your booties, because it's cold out there.
It's cold out there every day. What is this, Miami Beach?
Not hardly.
You know, typically when I listen back on the show, a lot of it comes back to the return audio where I go, oh, that was in the 6 o'clock, 7 yeah, o'clock, 8 sure. o'clock hour.
Today you'll be confused.
Not going to be able to tell.
You're
going to
have no idea.
What segment is this? Oh, I don't know.
I have no clue. If you watch a lot of Netflix, you know, they've been saying they're going to crack down on people sharing on passwords. Well, now they've updated their FAQs to outline the new rules that will supposedly help them crack down on password sharing. And it's supposed to start happening next month. And it says to ensure uninterrupted access to Netflix, connect to the Wi-Fi at your primary location, open the Netflix app or website, and watch something at least every 31 days. And that creates a trusted device. Even when you're away from your primary location. So if you open it, I guess, as long as you're opening it at least once a month in your, you know, usual in your home on your own Wi-Fi, then you're all set. But How about
better content, yeah, Netflix?
Seems, you do open
sounds
it
like a booster schedule.
Yeah, and then if you are on like on a trip or on vacation, you have to request a temporary code when you sign in, and it'll give you access for 7 days. And then if you're, you know, gone longer than that, you have to request another temporary password.
So Hulu does this. Hulu will do it'll pick up your location and will tell you, I think it's 3 to 4 times during the year, you can basically log in from outside of your regular home. And it's a pain in the butt because, again, like if you do it any more than that, they basically will shut you out of your program. And so that is their way of denying password sharing. So, like, I can log into my Hulu account 3 times a year when I'm in Florida, but I can't do anything more than that. Like, if we're going to be traveling quite a bit with volleyball this year, I can't go to, like, Louisville and, like, log into my Hulu account because then I'll burn one of them that I normally would use on vacation in Florida.
That's insane. Why would anybody do that? Why would anybody, like, that would be enough for me to be like, I'm out.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, it's hard because, you know, me, I'm like, oh, I want to be able to share my password with, like, especially with, like, you guys. But again,
I've already handed you, like, my password for, like, HBO Max and other things like that.
But they're in business, you know? Like, so I kind of feel like I understand that it's not fair, but
I'm just saying making it complicated for people who actually, like,
it's my own thing. Why do I have to make it a point to tell you that, first off, why am I only allowed to use it at home? And if I go somewhere else and don't use the mobile app and I try and log in, you tell me you can do this 3 times a year and that's it.
Yeah. That's BS.
With IP addresses on your computer, you should at least be able to use the same computer no matter where you are in the world or a country. I mean, that's it just makes pretty basic sense.
Straightforward.
So I would be fine with that. The other thing I think they should think of, because there's a situation like mine where I'm a divorced father and my son lives with someone else, but I want him to be on my Netflix account because I paid for it. And, you know, maybe his mother doesn't watch Netflix, which maybe she doesn't. I don't know. But I know that he does. So I want him to be able to get on my Netflix, even though we live in different homes.
Yeah.
So I think that would be a fair way to look at it and say, hey, let's figure out these kind of, special circumstances that we can make work for our families.
Yeah, well, they will say, because I've read this before, that it is only for the people under one roof. It is not for other people outside of the immediate household.
Yeah, well.
Which is bullcrap. Yeah. I mean, which is nonsense. Your son is still your son. It doesn't matter right. They didn't live in your home every day. He's still your kid.
That's why they track the location. Yeah. That is what some of these are doing now in order to get around this.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It is, but it is what it is. That's why I don't subscribe to Netflix. Now, I'm using my sister-in-law's password, and maybe I won't be able to use it for much longer, which is fine.
Yeah.
I just won't use it because it doesn't bother me as much because I don't watch that much TV. You know, yeah. I don't watch that many movies. Now my son Jacob, who does, holy cow, this is going to be a world of hurt for him.
I think Netflix has become more of a kid's streaming service than an adult. There's no shows on there that I really go to. I did watch Wednesday on Netflix. I think that was the last thing I watched because my son was watching it, so mm-hmm. I wanted to watch it with him. That was the last thing, but other than that, I don't remember what I watched before then. I know that they had, you know, a lot of good shows throughout, but I think it's, like, done with. I'd rather watch Prime. I'd rather watch Hulu. HBO's got a great product. Disney Plus and ESPN, I'm good.
I find myself just trying to wait on documentaries because outside of that, I think the last thing I watched was The Gray Man because I was like, okay, look, action-adventure movie. It's a shoot 'em up. Okay, that's fine. Outside of that, the original programming, once you get past a handful of their shows, you're like, all right, I'm fine. I can move on.
I've had enough.
But I mean, my daughters, like, they're very much into... Is That Cake and all those crazy shows that they do, you know, Nailed It, where it's like, here are professional bakers doing this, and then they try and make you do it. So they're into, like, those shows. Yeah. So that's the reason why I think we still have value to it.
Morning Extra and Extra 106.3. This conversation we had yesterday about people moving from blue states to escape tyranny and not allowing, especially during the pandemic, not allowing their kids to go to school and things like that. I heard a discussion between Jessica Tarlov, who is a Democrat contributor to Fox News. She was on the Guy Benson show, and they were talking about libs leaving their blue states because of taxes and lack of freedom. Having kids in school was the exact example she used. She said she doesn't expect them to go back to those high tax states and expects everybody will still vote blue in their new states because they have a high tolerance for taxes. So that was my concern yesterday.
Yeah.
Is that people get down here and they're, like, used to paying these exorbitant taxes. They get here, taxes are lower, and they're like, well, but if they raise taxes, it's still better than what it was at home. And that is my fear. When I see people with different tags from out of state, I'm like, go back. Please don't stay. You are going to ruin it here for us who really like lower taxes.
You're driving home all slow, sloth-like, and then you see an out-of-state, you roll your windows down and just turn into a different person.
I know, just start hollering at
them. I don't blame you. This is what we don't want. And I can say this because, again, I grew up in New York, and when I was 18 years old, that's when I started realizing, like, what are we doing? But even when I moved down here, I went to look for an apartment. I was blown away at the fact that I looked at a 3-bedroom apartment in the Post Roswell apartment complex, and I asked them, how much is it? They said $800 a month, and I said, for one room?
Sign me
thinking
up.
I was paying for one room because I was paying $1,600 a month easy up in New York. So for me, $800, $900, I was like, wow, I'm getting a great deal. So now I'm thinking that, so I had no problem paying taxes, didn't even think about those kind of things, but of course I was more of a conservative, but they won't come down here. They will not change. They think coming down here, yeah, now they get more for their money, and now they can use that money in order to influence their way too and get what they want done. And they think that, I guess the best way to say this is like what Andre Mayer said yesterday, is that the reason we need the DNC down here is we are turning more purple, and people are coming here because they realize we're more blue inside the city of Atlanta. So I'm afraid that you might be correct, that people are going to move down here thinking they just need more blue people.
Well, we're going to make sure to keep Forsyth County very red. That's our plan moving forward. But it is interesting to see, and I say play the game. For instance, my wife technically took a job in New York without having to move to New York several years ago. This, you know, better part of a decade ago, actually. And so she got the New York salary while still living here. And so that is where these people, they get used to, here's the money that I was making here, and then they move down to our area and go, oh my God, like I can actually really live very well with the amount of compensation that I have. The one thing I will point out is that, and it was Buck Sexton who brought it up yesterday. He was talking about, hey, you know, Georgia, South Carolina, when are you going to get rid of your state income tax? Eventually, we might ponder such things, but just understand this. Like in the state of Texas, there's no state income tax, but your property taxes are significantly higher. Right. And yeah, so one way or another, they got to get it. But that's the thing. It's like we have that little balance that we have going on here, and that's where these people are like, move there, state income tax 5%. It was 11%, 12% when I lived over in New York.
Yeah. I just don't want those people because they do come up to our area, especially since we're a little bit of a tourist area up in Hiawassee. So I could see the New Yorkers when they come in. We'll be in Ingles and they're like, they only have one grocery store. I'm like, yeah, we don't want 10.
One is fine for us.
But they become really, like, they're obnoxious and I don't want them there anymore. And I've become that guy who's like, just go home because, yeah, they're coming down. They think, okay, we could change this area. We can make this better for you. We're not asking
for that. We don't want it
better,
though.
Yeah, they don't understand.
We don't want it better.
One thing about taxes, one thing about money, it's another thing about the way we live. They don't understand that I need an AR-15 or a gun to battle what we do. They don't understand the farming life. They don't understand that. So when they come down, it's more than just the taxes that they're taking advantage of. They're voting against our livelihood, against what we do as people here in the state of Georgia.
Yeah, hearing that conversation yesterday after we had talked about it too made my stomach turn. It disturbs me to no end. As a man that was born and raised in Dalton, Georgia, and a person that is so proud of where I'm from and so proud of what it is and what it has always been, to see someone come here and go, yeah, we want to change it, or we're going to vote to make it different, it's infuriating to me. The governor has been working with the mayor, because you brought up the mayor a minute ago, and you feel like the mayor is at least headed in the right direction. I'm in a wait and see mode. We'll see how it all turns out, but you feel pretty good about Mayor Dickens.
I mean, I kind of like him, but I know that it's not going to last. I like what he's doing and what he's saying now, because he realizes there are certain things that we need to be bipartisan on. I'm glad that they're talking about these things. I'm glad that he came out and he said, hey, listen, there was a lot of disinformation when it came to talking about the training center and what you want to call Cop City. You need to know the truth. And he said, hey, we should have gotten out there ahead of time and actually discussed this and quelled it and said, hey, that's it. Enough is enough. This is what it's about, and stop. The problem is that no matter what he's doing here, and yes, he is saying this to our citizens, these aren't our citizens. These aren't people from Georgia that they're talking to at this point. Governor Kemp and the mayor have made it clear that these are outside forces. They're from different states, and they're coming here to cause trouble. That's not going to stop no matter what he said 2 years ago. He should have thrown them out 2 years ago. That's the mistake the mayor made.
I'll tell you. It goes back to having people that aren't from here. coming here to make things different, coming here to disrupt, coming here to change. Now, don't get me wrong, people that just move here from New York, they're not, I'm not trying to compare them to Antifa.
Right.
That's not
you
the comparison.
You do want to live in a tree?
Yeah, that's right.
Whoa.
That's right. I'm not trying to make that concern. But at the same time, they do the same things. They come here and vote a different way and vote to raise your taxes because they want it to look like the what they had in New York. If it's so good in New York, just stay there. And then with, you know, with the Antifa, they come here to completely disrupt, and they come to do harm. I don't think the people moving down from New York or coming from California are intentionally doing harm. I just think their politics get in their way, and it's so clouded. Their vision is so clouded.
There's something weird about the groupthink that
yeah,
where when,
it is.
You,
That's
when
right.
you live in Atlanta proper, the way to be viewed as being you know, one of the critical thinking masses is, well, I've got to vote Democrat. That's how it's going to be. I will say it is encouraging that you do have a mayor who, I'll just say this, in comparison to your previous two mayors, so far feels a little bit less like going with the flow of whatever the Democrats say. And that's, again, it's a small thing, but to see this person go after and make it a point to tell people and go on television and say, hey, we had this incident here and none of them are from Atlanta.
Right.
That was like a small thing where I went, okay, maybe this person does have a grasp of what this city is looking for and what it needs.
And I could only speak as my references to being a New Yorker, but let me explain something about New Yorkers. They think they're better than you. They think they're better than me. They think they're better than everyone. And when they come down here, that's the, and look, I know because I was kind of guilty of it because when we grow up, you don't think about these other states. You think about yourself. It's a very selfish area. But when I came down here, I thought the same thing, and you'll hear it all the time. And that's why when I own my restaurant, someone will come in and be like, well, I'm from New York. I know what the best pizza, blah, blah. They know the best everything. They know the best ideas, everything. They always do. That's what their mindset. Now, I've learned quickly to humble myself when I moved down here and realized, no, I didn't know anything. I knew zero compared to what I thought I knew. So they will always push this on you. They know better about this forest. They didn't know this forest was clear cut. And it was important for the mayor to come out and say, hey, this has never been a forest. It's not a protected forest. We have cut this hundreds of times. This is not a protected area. But he should have done it 2 years ago and not let them live there for that long.
Yeah,
because totally they are right. definitely going to come down here totally think right. they're better than us, and they know better, and they could change it to make it better.
Yeah, look, and maybe there was more like you when, and there will be a segment of the population that moves down and comes here, and there will be more like you, and realize that no, they got it right here. That's the reason I came. They have it right. And we want to keep it that way. Morning Extra at Extra 106.3. Download the app. It is the best way to listen. You can listen live and on demand to any of the discussions that we have on the show. Or Neil Bortz, The Kimmer, some of the biggest legends in radio and in broadcast are on Extra 106.3. When we come back, grooming isn't just happening in schools. It can secretly happen in your home, too. Next on Extra 106.3, Atlanta's only conservative news and talk station.
Course in all the madness and insanity? Well, the Morning Extra is your source for sanity. Only on Extra 106.3.
We've even created a line of sanity. 404-995-5600. You can leave us a message there for things that you see that are bringing some sanity to the world or that are completely insane, and we can talk about it on the show. So leave us a message there, 404-995-5600.
So I'm so far removed from this. So we saw our friend from our sister station, Chuck Oliver, walk in very early. And then just looking over at what our sister station tweeted out, they have a different lineup for Groundhog's Day.
Mm-hmm.
So my old radio show is on from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Those guys are miserable, let me tell you. A one-day thing, like, you know, like I'm used to it at this point. It's like I go home, I get a little nap, I get a workout, I pick up all the kids, everything else. Man, throwing a random, like, 6 o'clock in the morning show into your week will mess up your entire week.
That'll throw things in.
Like, I'm going to go over there during the break and be like, how messed up are you guys right
seriously,
now?
Seriously, y'all.
Hoyt was not happy.
They have fallen over.
I went in, good morning, Hoyt.
And by the way, how far removed am I where I'm like, they're doing what? I found out from a tweet.
Yeah, right? That's so funny.
Now, Chuck looks really excited to be here this morning.
He was like, yay,
energetic.
I'm here at 6 in the morning.
Yeah, I'm not sure if he was really excited. Maybe he was trying to play the game. Maybe he was trying to, you know, sometimes because you literally have to, you know, coach yourself up and you're going to put on my best face and get in there.
Drink all the monster you have in your house.
Exactly right. Just trying to put yourself in the right position. To be able to tackle the day and get through it, especially when it's topsy-turvy like that. I just read I actually saw on Fox News, and I made myself a note that the White House is going to allow investment firms, like the people that you put your 401k money in, you know, whomever that is, like Fidelity or BlackRock, whomever it is, the White House is going to allow those firms to factor in climate and social issues into their investment moves. And immediately I go, well, wait a minute. That I guess that's fine if they think that's genuinely the best move to make that is going to, you know, help you secure your future and put you in the best position. But virtue signaling comes to mind immediately. Like, we're going to invest in this, you know, this EV company, or we're going to invest in, some sort of ESG nonsense. And then that's going to cost you part of your retirement money that you've worked hard for.
I'm telling you, ESG is real. Yep. Whenever I'm sitting over in the office and I hear my wife talking about this with her colleagues, when they bring up different companies and they constantly bring up ESG, and they don't take the next step, which is you will have different credit ratings and you'll have different views of what is worth investing in, what is not, depending on its ESG score. So that's just the next step. It's just here's how we're going to evaluate this based on what we believe that their record is and their score is when it comes to ESG.
Yeah, how excited would you be if Laura came home and said, "Hey, Tug, we just got our retirement portfolio. We invested in Rivian.
And it's failing miserably. So all of our money is flying out the window.
Yeah.
Yay. Oh, let's celebrate. Let's have a glass of wine. Or let's friggin' have a shot of
vodka.
I can't
wait to work till 67.
I know, right?
I think that's
90.
Part of the problem with this social governance and the idea that, hey, you can invest in these social issues like that, because these tend to be fads. These tend to hang on for a year, 2 years, and then all of a sudden it just kind of goes away. So I'd be very careful about who I'm investing with at that point. And if you find out that the White House is like, okay, here's a good list of people who are going to invest in social, stay away from those. Go back to the ones that you know are going to make money, that actually have a plan, that aren't going all in. Because that's, I think, what the problem is. We have an opportunity to fix some things, especially when it comes to climate. But when you go all in like this, you're destroying everything, yeah, including the economy.
Bad idea. If you have questions about that stuff, I can't answer them. But Tom Gandolfi from Three Bridges Financial Group can. 3BFG.com is the website. Find out if the people that you have your money held with are doing these types of things that'll be detrimental to you in the future and put your retirement at risk. 3BFG.com for Tom Gandolfi and Three Bridges Financial Group. All right, there's grooming going on, but Los, I didn't ever think that it would happen under my own roof.
Yeah, I certainly didn't think that EA and The Sims would actually have an element of grooming. Now, The Sims is a big player in our house. My daughters haven't really played it probably in the last like 6 months, but they will randomly fire up that game and they'll build a house. They'll end up having, you know, here's a dog, here's a family, here's this and this. Well, EA recently had an update in May of 2022, and first off, in that update, they then decided to add the pronouns they and them, which immediately I went, okay, that's kind of weird. Now they've gone a different step, which is they now allow characters to have the double scar, which is the removal of the breasts, okay?
Like, wow.
Yes, to where it's like, oh, look, this person has undergone a change to where they're now identifying as male. And so their avatar, their character, will have two scars right underneath their area where their breasts would have been. This is an area, when I tell you that grooming is going on, understand that this game is made for people 12 and over. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it really caters to a younger crowd. And so when you're willing to put that into a game and say, like, oh, look, this simulates real life, that's the grooming we talk about.
Well, then let's do it all the way, because I'd be okay with this if you go all the way. In order to do that, then you need to introduce suicide because your transsexual surgery went wrong. Your top surgery went wrong. I want detransitioning. Put that in the game. I want all the things that go along with the problems of transitioning, the mental health illness, all of it. Then every time you do this, then before you get a character with double scars, they need to go to a character that is a psychologist, a real psychologist. Because if my kids are going to be indoctrinated, I want them to have the whole story.
No, I think you bring up a great point. You absolutely do. But it seems like it's unnecessary to go that far. It's unnecessary to do this, especially knowing that you're targeting 12-year-old kids. It's just unnecessary.
One of the things that they do allow you to have, and they talk about this in the article, you can find this over at Fox News. So if you're looking to create a character that's similar to yourself, if there's a disability, if you need to have a wheelchair, if you need to have hearing aids, glucose monitoring, anything else like that, they have those in the game. You can build that into your character so that they closely represent you. The fact that you've decided to introduce this because it caters to one half of 1%.
Yeah.
A tiny percentage of kids. That's where it feels a lot weirder than hearing aids.
Yeah, because it almost feels like, hey, somebody behind the scenes is like, let's see if we can push this even further.
Yeah.
That's why, and you know the people that build those games, there's plenty of people in that community that are far, far left.
Does that look weird to you?
Oh, my God.
Does that look strange to you? Even in a digital world, you look at the picture and you're like, what the? That looks like a...
Yeah.
That's not a man.
That's not a man.
That's not a man.
That's not supposed to be a man. That looks like a man to me. That's why I think this is a huge problem. Look, if you want to transition to become a woman, then you're a woman. We don't need to have scars. Your character should just be a woman. Look, I'm a woman in the game. It's not a big deal. So if that's how you want to identify as a woman, we have a woman character. We don't need to put scars. We don't need to put others. But again, I'm okay with it because I think if my 12-year-old's playing this and they ask me, like, why do they have scars? Why do they have that? Then I at least have an opportunity to explain it, but I don't think I'd get that opportunity.
If they ask, that's the thing.
But if you're going to do this, like I said, you need to put every part of what it means to go through this inside the game as well. If you want it to be reality, make it reality. Make it the struggle that a lot of these people, like Chloe, they should make her a character then.
Yeah.
Make her a character and tell her story in this.
That's the thing I'm afraid kids
I want trigger warnings.
They're not going to... No, they should be there. They absolutely should be there. That's the thing, though. They're not going after any sort of reality. It's how do we placate to the left?
Yes.
Because we're a leftist organization. How do we make sure that they know that we are... in for the fight. We're down for the, you know, the battle. And if you allow your kids to be involved and don't know what they're doing, and I would imagine most parents have no idea that this stuff is going on, or they wouldn't let their kids. But that's the thing. They don't have any idea.
Yeah.
Most often.
Well, it goes through libs of TikTok, and that's who put it on out there. And as I said, it's basically saying it's okay for kids to chop their breasts off. Now, they follow up with a couple different things that are out there just to, again, make you aware. For instance, it says to get approved for sex change surgery, doctors ask for a, quote, letter of readiness from a licensed counselor. This particular counselor, and they have it, you know, highlighted, offers letters in just one meeting and doesn't require more counseling and assessment. Basically, I'm going to talk to you one time, I'll give you a letter, and you can go ruin your life.
Oh, yeah,
that's
gosh.
A problem.
That's crazy.
That's an absolute problem. Yeah, this is getting to a point where we really need to step in, and I love what Marjorie Taylor Greene's doing. I love what Trump said the other day. Trump threw it out there. It's one of the issues he wants. Gender-affirming care is going to be really looked at. We need to take an opportunity to look at this because the message is wrong. I have no problem. Look, you want to put two men living together and having a wonderful family and adopting a child in Sims? Yes, please, all day. All day, I'm fine with it. Two lesbians, I don't care. That's fine. You know, that is one thing. You want to show the marriage between them? Fine. But when we talk about indoctrinating our children, putting these in children's games, having them in our schools, this is where we have the problem.
Where's the line? That's the thing. I don't know where the line is. And I don't think, I should probably correct myself in saying there isn't a line.
Well,
anymore.
You're right. Looking at it from a sane fashion. When we talk about having a spotlight on sanity, there are things that you go, wait, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. For instance, as I'm scrolling through more libs of TikTok, and just because, again, off of this story, just following up, then there's the received this from a follower. It's a picture of tampons in the restroom at Vanderbilt University for men.
For men. Oh, no.
Yeah, right. And I'm like, hold on a second. Why is it full? Oh, because sanity tells you that men don't need tampons.
That's exactly right.
I mean, they're going to have, look, they're going to have pregnant men in the game soon and all of this. It's all coming. I mean, we're going to make this happen. But we're lying to our families. We're lying to our children. We're lying. You want to know why we're getting dumber? Because we're not teaching facts. We're teaching thoughts, feelings, ideas, things that don't actually add up or benefit the rest of society.
Turn off the TV. Turn off the video games. Go outside with your kids and play. That's what you need to do. If you want to maintain sanity in your home, take your kids to church, go outside and play, have dinner together as a family. I know I sound like an old get off my lawn guy. This is proven for over, you know, centuries and centuries and centuries to be the way to keep your family safe. And it won't change anytime soon. It will, as a matter of fact, it'll never change.
It's where I value keeping them in sports. Just get them out, get them amongst their peers. You know, they all chat, they all have their craziness, but just keep them social. Because the worst thing that can happen to children right now, in my opinion, is when they become isolated. Because when they become isolated, that is where all of this grooming starts
they
to
start
reach
looking
them.
Because they start looking for something,
but it starts reaching them it becomes their one thing that they're like, oh okay, this is here's my connection to the world.
Yeah, I think the easiest way to say it, Tug, is talk to your children. You know, have a conversation with your children. Ask why they're upset. Ask why they're happy. I do it all the time.
If you're outside with them, if you're eating dinner with them, if you're going to church with them, you'll do all those things because it's so natural. And it's crazy because I think, you know, Lowe's brings up a good point, keeping kids in sports, and that's another great thing. But people are trying to infiltrate that, too. That's another thing is trying to be infiltrated. Protect your family, protect your kids, because nobody else will. This is the Morning Extra at Extra 106.3. When we come back, the top January 6th investigator says January 6th could have been prevented, but they decided against it. Next on the Morning Extra, Tug, Rhino, Front Office Lowe's and Flounder, 404-741-1230 is the number. We'd love to hear from you this morning. Topics that we're talking about are ones that you want to bring to the show.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Hey, Atlanta, Hudson Mason here. Is a new roof still on your to-do list, but you've been delayed due to rising home service costs? Well, here's a fantastic solution from Accent Roofing Service. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for a full year. That's right. You can get your new roof now and start paying next year. Act quickly because Accent's incredible offer of 000 with a 12-month deferred payment option for a lifetime roof system isn't going to last long. Contact the craftsman at Accent Roofing Service today, accentroofingservice.com.